From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Scientists are racing to develop strains of super rice. The idea is to prevent deadly famines. Researchers say tough, highly productive rice plants offer the best hope for feeding a world population that will reach 9 billion by 2050. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, the quest to create super rice is producing a lot of scientific papers on rice genetics.
In the rice fields of northern Bangladesh, farmers like to say rice is life. And since the 1960s, rice crops here have been getting better and better. These farmers in the Rangpur district say that's changed everything for them.
30 to 40 years back, people used to die because of starvation, but they don't see people dying because of starvation now.
It's not just Bangladesh. Across Asia, famines have all but disappeared thanks to genetically superior rice plants. Bob Ziegler directs the International Rice Research Institute in the Philippines. He says things changed when scientists found out how to breed rice plants that put their energy into making more rice grains rather than longer stalks.
It's essentially doubled rice production in Asia. And what it has allowed is for food supplies in Asia to grow faster, or at least as fast as, population. So we've averted the famines.
But rice production will have to double again by 2050 to keep up with demand. That will mean creating plants that can thrive despite floods, droughts, and disease. Ziegler says these qualities aren't easy to breed into a plant.
Fortunately, in rice, we're in a situation where, with rice having its genome sequenced, the first crop species to have its genome sequenced, with a lot of molecular biological tools at our disposal, we're able for the first time to actually breed for these much more difficult traits.
Scientists describe new ways to do that in three leading scientific journals this week. One study looks at so-called deep water rice. Rens Vuschnik from Utrecht University in the Netherlands says these plants have evolved several ways to solve the problem of rising floodwaters.
One of the solutions is that the plant starts to grow very fast, in such a way that parts of the shoot will be above the water level, so that that part can function as a sort of a snorkel.
Unfortunately, the snorkel plants don't produce much rice. But in the journal Nature this week, a team from Japan offers a solution to that problem, too. Vojnik says the team identified genes called snorkel 1 and snorkel 2 that control the so-called elongation response in these plants.
By knowing how this elongation is brought about, we can cross them with high-yielding varieties and combine the capacity to elongate with much higher yields than you would normally expect based on the deep-water rice varieties.
A second study from Japan, this one in the journal Science, identifies a gene that helps rice plants resist something called rice blast. Blast is a fungus so devastating to crops that the U.S. considered using it as a biological weapon against Japan during World War II. In the past, plants bred to resist the fungus produced rice that didn't taste good. But the Japanese team says its genetic discovery should make it possible to combine resistance and good taste.
It's a great day for rice genetics.
Susan McCooch of Cornell University says this is precisely the sort of research that could head off famines. And she says rice genetics could help improve the quality of rice as well as the quantity. McCooch has a paper of her own in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. It describes the origin of fragrance in rice, specifically the fragrance conferred by a gene called BAD-H2.
Fragrance may sound like a luxurious and maybe a slightly less than vital characteristic, but it costs nothing to breed it in.
And that's possible now that scientists have found the fragrance gene. John Hamilton, NPR News.